you remember, you wouldn't remember, but we used to use books that were sent to us from another school that had been used the year before with half the pages torn out. In high school, the type of football equipment that we used was the practice togs that they had used out at Old Boys High. These are some of the rough spots.
All right. Are there other things with reference to life here in Atlanta? Any other things that we didn't touch upon that you thought we should have?
Well, offhand, I can't think of anything else.
Okay. Now, would you elaborate on the standards of correctness in English, or what have you, you know, the terms that people generally use in specific situations? Or better still, do you change your dialect to fit the specific situation that you're in, depending on a dialect for one group or one area or one particular situation? Do you usually change it to fit the situation that you're in? Would you elaborate on that for me, please?
Well, personally, I don't do this. I mean, there might be people that has tendencies that will do this. What I'm saying about here is there are some people that when they are in the presence of some other people, they get a little proper. They use some words, I mean, they're ordinary used. And to me, you can put a lot of emphasis on English grammar, but if you cannot communicate, I mean, how you say the words really doesn't matter. It's being able to communicate that's important. Being able to explain to the individual, to get over with to the individual what you were trying to say.
Okay, thank you, Ms. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Just let me know how it come out.
I certainly will. Thank you.